past 10.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Five Star Theater, proudly presents the Marx Brothers in Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel.
Shyster and Flywheel, Miss Timbo speaking. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Flywheel's away. Yes, he and his assistant, Mr. Ravelli, have gone on their vacation. They're on a fishing trip in the Canadian woods. Would you like to leave a message? He defended you on a murder rap. And now you've escaped and you're coming to get him. Yes, I'll tell him you're cool. Goodbye.
Ah, the great outdoors. This is the life, eh, Ravelli?
The great outdoors? I thought you said it was Canada.
Ravelli, that line was worse than the one you're trying to catch fish with.
Hey, I got a bite.
Well, I itch a little myself, but I'm not bragging about it.
Hey, the bites are gone now. I think it was a fish bite.
Nonsense, Ravelli. We've been sitting here 5 hours and not even a nibble. If the fish are biting, they must be biting each other.
Maybe the fish no like of the bait we got on our hooks.
Well, if that potted ham's good enough for us, it certainly ought to be good enough for the fish.
Yeah, but I think they like some fish cakes better. You know, if we catch a mackerel, we can make them some fish cakes.
Ravelli, if we catch a fish around here, it won't be a mackerel, it'll be a miracle.
Hey, I never caught one of those. Only a pickerel in a delicatessen store.
A pickerel in a delicatessen store?
Sure, a dill pickerel. You know, I'm getting tired of these woods. Why we come all the way up here for anyhow?
What's the matter? Don't you like nature's handiwork? Here you are in the great open spaces, where the hand of man has never set foot. Where the sound... Oh, you are awake. I'm so pleased. Where the sounds of civilization are never heard. Where the... What's that?
I think it's a taxi cab.
Look, it's a wild goose. Let's get it.
Oh, I don't want to go on a wild goose chase. Hey, Bosch, I got another bite. It's a great big bite. It must be a whale.
I don't care what it is, just so long as it's big enough to swallow you whole.
She's putting up some fight. I think that this fish is plenty mad.
If it's mad now, wait till it sees what caught it.
I got it. Here she comes. Look, Bosch, it ain't no fish at all. It's a rubber boot.
What size is it?
I think it's about 9.5.
Just my size. Throw in your line again and see if you can catch the other one.
Nah, you fish it for shoes. I want to go back up to the camp and eat. Bosch, I think I hear someone coming.
Say, that's uncanny, Ravelli. You must know the woods.
Sure I know the woods. I know both the woods and the music.
Ravelli, you give the term backwoodsman a whole new meaning.
Say... Are you two guys Ravelli and Flywheel?
What's it to you, stranger?
Well, what are you doing here?
We're just feeding the fish. Get in the water and we'll throw you a worm, too.
Never mind that. I, sir, am Captain Eddie Nelson of the Northwest Mounted Police.
Is that so? Hey, boss, my uncle shot at the cop once, but he never thought of having him mounted.
This whole section sounds smutter than it's actually meant to be, but... Right now, I settle for having you stuffed.
Have either of you men seen a tall, fat, mean-looking man with a bald head anywhere around these woods?
Was he a little thin fellow with red hair who played the piano like a fool?
Of course not. The man I'm looking for is a desperate character, eh? There's a reward out for him, dead or alive.
Hey, if he's a dead, the reward won't do him much good.
$1,000 alive or $500 dead.
Hey, how much do you get if he's just a little bit unconscious?
Oh, if you see him, look out for yourselves. This man's a killer. They call him the Laughing Hyena. You'll know him because he laughs at everything.
Ravelli, there's just the man for your jokes. Wait a minute. Did you say the Laughing Hyena? also known as Axeman A.B., the Georgetown Gorilla, and Sawbone Sam.
That's him. Mean anything to you, eh?
Nope.
Yep. He escaped from the pen about 5 days ago and has been reported heading toward this area. If I was you, I'd get into the nearest town as quick as I could. Me, I've got to find him. We Northwest Mounted always get our man.
Well, remind me not to go to a party with you.
Remember, head for the nearest town. Lost Hope is your best bet. It's an old mining town down in the valley. So long. Away, beauty.
The horse got thrown in for nothing. It was a cheap act, huh?
Hey, boss, I hope that laughing hyena ain't around here.
I'm in no hurry to run into him myself. Not since I found him that opening on a Georgia chain gang. You know what he said he was going to do to me if he ever got out?
Sure. I always remind myself whenever I need the cheering up.
Then come on. Let's do what the man in red said and get our canoe and get out of here.
Okay, boss.
We'll paddle downstream and shoot the rapids.
No, that's no good. We can't shoot at the rapids.
Why not?
I no got and no gun. Here we go. I'm a do pretty good now, boss.
Ravelli, a little easier with that paddle. You got me all wet. Don't forget you're the drip in this outfit.
I shouldn't be doing this at all. I ain't got no paddler's license.
Wait a minute. I'm sitting in 3 inches of water.
Oh, that's because there's a hole in the canoe.
A hole? And for a minute there, I thought it was something serious. You certainly put my mind at rest. I can drown with a clear conscience. A hole?
No, don't worry, boss. I fixed the hole.
Now what are you doing?
It's all right. I just to make another hole to let the water run out.
Well, make the hole big enough so you can let yourself out, too.
Hey, look. Now the water's coming in from two holes.
Well, in that case, you'll have to make two more holes to let the water out.
No, I got a better idea. I'll stick my fists through the holes. That'll do it.
Why not stick your head through? It might be the bait the fish have been waiting for.
Hey, boss. Look ahead of us. The river stops. I think it must be a blind alley.
Turn around, Ravelli. Turn around. We're coming to a waterfall.
I no need to turn around. I can see it from here. It's very pretty.
Quick, put this canoe in reverse so we'll be swept over the falls.
I paddle, boss, but we no go back in the other direction.
Just our luck. It's a one-way river. Hang on, Ravelli. 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 Pretty good, huh? Water acting. Where are you?
I'm right here under the shower.
Well, hang the soap up and get out of there. The hot water's all gone. Now swim ashore. Oh, where's Esther Williams when you need her? This is a fine mess. All our equipment gone and our clothes soaked through.
Oh, what are you moaning about? At least you got washed ashore.
Yeah, that's more than you ever did. Come on, according to the map, the town of Lost Hope should be just over that rise. I hope the natives are friendly. Howdy, folks. We're...
Boss, is this friendly or unfriendly?
My name's Wedward Lil. I own this joint.
For those of you with stereo radio, that's a wonderful effect.
You boys got the business in these parts?
No, we no got no business nowhere.
People's mighty jumpy about new folk wounds here. Maybe I should hand you straight over to the Mounties.
But that's who told us to come down here.
Well, why didn't you say so right away? They're okay, boys. Captain Eddie sent them. Not used to strangers in these parts, just lumberjacks and the leftovers from the gold rush.
That gold rush! She said gold rush! Woohoo!
pretty jumpy. Don't get much excitement wound here. Say, what do you boys have to drink?
I think I'm wet enough already. See what the boys in the back room will have. And tell them I'm having the same. You know, my legs are insured, too. Against theft.
We ought to see about getting you out of those wet clothes.
But we've only just met.
Smile when you say that, stranger. Besides, it weren't no invite to nothing. One with a pointy hat's kind of cute, though.
Hey, boss, maybe there's another town over the next waterfall. I go see.
Stay where you are, Ravelli. Say, pretty homey place you have here, Lil.
I like it. Matter of fact, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. Most of the others feel that way, too.
Then they're men after my own heart.
Well, it makes a change from men after your own throat.
I, too, have a place that I wished I'd never left.
Well, the warden didn't feel that way.
Hi, Ravelli.
I guess that's your hometown, huh, mister?
Ah, my hometown. I can see it all so clearly. There's a young boy standing on a snow-covered path. It was June, but my father got it cheap from a man he knew. I can still see my gray-haired old mother, off in the distance, waving to me from the back of the police wagon. A tear forming in the corner of her eye.
She must have loved you very much.
No, conjunctivitis. We were poor, but that didn't stop us being miserable. There were eight of us kids, nine hungry mouths to feed. We never did work out where that extra mouth came from. Yes, I remember so much. I remember the corn swaying in the breeze. I remember the swing swaying in the yard. I remember swaying goodbye. Looking down at my father in that long pine box, my dear sweet father, and saying, "It's okay, you can come out now, the landlord's gone." I remember my first sweetheart. I remember the first time we held hands, the first time we kissed, the first time I stole money out of a purse. Ah, happy days. And then came the Great War. It tore us apart. I was devastated. She was killed going over the top in France. Just like I'm going over the top now. It was never the same between us after that. Lil, my gal, throw another lumberjack on the fire. And I'll tell you a tale of this place of wonder. A man sat by the fireplace. Fire, it was out. It was out because the wood was soaking wet. He thought of days when he sat on his mother's knee, which, by the way, was also soaking wet. He then put on his coat and hat and grabbed a nearby cane and threw the good old fireplace. These words he did exclaim. There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B. From the shores of California to the rock-bound coast of Maine, we'll settle down in Washington, D.C. In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, where the best things in life are free. In the foothills of Tennessee. When the snow falls in Montana and it's raining in Peru, I'll love you like the honey loves the bee. In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. Or was it Boise, Idaho? I can never remember.
How do, folks?
Boss, it's the guy on the horse.
Oh, he hasn't got a horse this time.
Then it can't be the same guy.
Something wrong, Eddie?
Oh, the laughing hyena. He's up in the woods. I almost caught up with him, but he got to jump on me and stole my horse. Laughed all the while he was a-doing it, too. I have to get a posse to go up against him next time.
Posse? What's the matter? You know got another horse?
Not a pussy fool, a posse.
Okay, I was just the kitten around.
Oh, it's not going to be easy to find this villain, boys. He's completely disappeared.
Isn't that just like laughing hyenas? There's never one around when you need one.
Huh? No, I'm going to ask for volunteers amongst you men.
Gesundheit, you got a chill, boss.
What, standing around in these wet clothes? Surely not.
No. You stand too close to the door. You see, there's a cold rush of
air. Gold rush! He said gold rush!
Oh, no! Wait! He said gold!
Oh, boy, you idiots. That was my posse. They won't be back for weeks now.
I'll be coming up with you, Eddie. Got some twaps I want to check anyhow.
Oh, thanks, Lil. Appreciate it. Any more volunteers? I said, any more volunteers?
Who, us? Oh, we're from out of town. We wouldn't know what to do with a posse.
Yeah, we'd make it an imposse.
Sorry, boys. You're now sworn in as honorary Mounties.
Hey, who's he calling an ornery Mountie?
You two can go with Lil up the North Pass. I'll head around from the other direction and try and cut him off.
Perfect, Ravelli. Just perfect. You did it again. I want to thank you for definitely proving the existence of one Canadian myth.
Why should that, boss?
Big Mouth really does exist.
All right. We'll camp here by the river tonight and carry on up the pass in the morning. Get the tent up. I'm going to check some of my thwaps.
What the fur?
Try to see if there's anything in them, of course.
Yes, but what the fur?
Huh?
What the fur? Beaver, raccoon, bear?
Beaver, you idiot. What do you think?
Well, you've no one to blame but yourself, Lil. You bought the bear traps and the raccoon bait, but no muzzle for Ravelli.
Just get those tents up and keep them separated. And I think I thought he was cute.
Come on, Ravelli. Pitch our tent.
Okay, catch.
Now what are you doing?
Well, you told me to pitch the tent.
I didn't tell you to pitch it into the river. Come on, pull that tent out. That's it. Now bring it here under this tree. That's right. Now pass me that rope. Now push up on that side.
Oh, next time I think we bring along a house. That's not so much work.
What are you moaning about? Look, the tent's up. All ready for a good night's rest.
Look, boss, look. Over that bush. A face.
Why, Ravelli, it's my Uncle Julius. I'd know that face anywhere.
Hey, Asher, not your uncle. Asher Elk.
Well, so is Uncle Julius. He was lodge chairman 2 years running.
Oh, no, I make a mistake. It's no elk neither. It's a moose.
You're right, Ravelli. That isn't Uncle Julius. Uncle Julius wears glasses. Hey, moose, next time blow one of your horns. You want to run us over?
Hey, moose, scat, go away. Boss, he walking all over our things.
Catch him, Ravelli. We'll have moose steak for dinner.
I think the whole thing's a moose steak.
No, Moosey. Don't go in that tent. Don't go in the...
Boss, he got the tent around his neck.
So it looks rather well on him.
Hey, come back.
Well, there goes our tent and all the blankets.
That's all right, boss. We sleep in the riverbed.
I think he's coming back. Try and grab the tent.
Oh, it's a no moose.
Good. As far as I'm concerned, no moose is good moose.
Now look, there's a man coming.
That's no Mamrabelly. That's the laughing hyena.
That's a fine. Remember the reward. $1,000 alive, $500 dead.
Yeah, but remember what he said he was going to do to me.
That's all right. Thanks, boss. You cheer me up.
Hello, Flywheel.
Come on, Ravelli. Let's get out of here.
Hey, I find out if he laughs easy. You watch. Hey, laughing. What's white and can't climb trees?
Ooh, what's white and can't climb trees?
A fridge.
Shall I just wait and watch him explode? You see, Ravelli, I told you it was him. Only a hyena would laugh at a gag like that.
I got a little something I've been waiting to give you.
Look out, Ravelli. He's going for a gun.
Darn it. 12 twaps later, not a thing. Huh? Who in the heck are you?
Look out, Lil. That's the laughing hyena.
Why, you varmint. Take that. Bang. Miss.
Quick, Ravelli, Lil, behind these conveniently placed boulders. He's shooting back.
Boss, I think he got him. He first go.
Fine, I'll put it down to beginner's luck.
Look at that. He only make a hole in my hat.
It's a shame it didn't go in one ear and out the other. It would have done less damage.
What are you doing, Flywheel? You keep bumping my barrel every time I fire.
You try bumping my barrel sometime. Just common business sense. If you hit him, we're out $500.
I'm going into those trees. Cover me.
Okay.
What? Get the sprinkler off me!
Hey, first you want to be covered, then you don't.
Come on. We're going in after him. He mustn't get away.
Wash, I know. Can I see him?
He must be trying to escape. Quick, ask me a riddle.
Okay. Who was that lady I seen you with last night?
That was no lady. That was your wife.
There he is, over there. Come on.
I don't see him. Hey, look. Here's the footprints.
You're right. Say, this is strange. Four footprints. He's either found a friend or he's walking on all fours.
Or maybe it's just a drop of cufflink. The footprints, they go right inside of this cave. I go inside and take a little mooch around.
Say, is there any light there?
I don't know. It's too dark to tell. I'll light the match and see.
Never mind that. Is the hyena in there?
I don't see him yet, boss. I go in a little farther.
Hang on. We'll come with you.
Hey, look. Look. I see him.
Where? I'll blast him full of buckshot.
He's over in that corner of the cave.
That's him, all right. But where did he get that fur coat? Tell him a joke, Ravelli. Get him in a good humor, at least.
Okay, boss. Hey, hyene. What is the difference between the flywheel and the coconut? Give up. You can get a drink out of a coconut. That's some joke, eh, laughing? Hey, boss, he ain't a laughing. He's a growling.
Maybe he's not such a fool after all. There's a limit even to a hyena's endurance.
Boss, it's a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear.
Ravelli, cut the old-fashioned ragtime singing. Jumping Jupiter, it really is a bear. Why didn't you tell me?
Come on, let's get out of this cave.
Just let me get a you've knocked the wife all out of my hand.
Quick, one.
Come on, up at this tree. Bosh, where are you?
I'm way ahead of you, top branch. Climb, you two.
I'm a-coming, Bosh, but it just come to me like a flash. Bears, they can climb trees, too.
Not so loud, you pull ideas in his head.
Bosh, he's a-coming up.
8 million trees in these woods, and he has to pick this one to climb.
Bosh, I got an idea. We can capture him with a trap.
But all my traps are down on the ground.
I got a mouse trap in my back pocket.
You've got a mouse trap in your back pocket?
Sure, I got some crackers in there. I take no chances.
Ravelli, you can't catch a bear with a mouse trap.
Oh, the bear won't know the difference.
Besides, there's no cheese in that trap.
Well, the store didn't have any bear cheese.
Bear cheese?
Sure, camembert cheese.
Ravelli, I wish you'd shut your trap.
Oh, no, boss, I put a trap right here. Come on, the bear. Come on. Jump in.
That's no way to get him. You gotta put a trap where an animal can't see it.
Well, if he can't see it, how's he gonna find it to get trapped?
Let him worry about that.
The bear's coming. What are we going to do?
I'll wait and see what you do. He'll come to you first.
It's the laughing hyena again. Look, the bear's going downstairs after him.
Ravelli, if the bear gets the hyena, we'll be out $500. Run, laughing boy, run. Look out for the bear.
Say, I'm not afraid of him. He was only climbing up the tree to play with you.
I see, just a social climber.
Now, get down out of that tree, all of you.
Come on, Ravelli. Maybe those two would like to be left alone.
Hey, if we had a barrel organ, we could make us some money. The bear, he don't think so. Look, he's going home.
Well, I'm with the bear.
You're a scream, flywheel.
It's worth a try. Ravelli, go ahead and yell.
Okay. Hello!
Hello.
Hey, somebody answered.
I hate to disappoint you, boys, but that was an echo!
Yes, that was no echo. That was the Mountie. Listen, I prove it. When I'm calling you,
I'll be calling you.
You're right, Ravelli. Either that or Jeanette McDonald's voice is dropped.
Where are you?
We're over here. And bring Roy Rogers and Trigger. We got the laughing hyena with us.
Now I'll get you, hyena.
Get this rope out of me.
Good work, Eddie.
Gosh, Captain Eddie, he just the lasso of the hyena.
Quiet, hyena. There's a missing link on a chain gang in Georgia waiting for you.
Now, Captain Eddie, that'll be $1,000 reward money.
What do you mean? Captain Eddie caught the quitter.
But it was me he was after.
And I intend to split the reward with Redwood Lil.
Yippee! Now I can finally quit this dump.
But Lil, it wouldn't be half the dump it is without you.
Never mind, boss. With Lil and the prospectors out of the way, that means more drinks for us at the saloon.
Why, Ravelli, you old lush.
It's gold, Rush! He said gold! Get through here, boys!
Mr. Ravelli, you're back. Did you have a nice vacation?
Perfect, Miss Dimple. It was so nice, we're planning to go back next year. And we're taking you with us as a decoy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Flywheel.
Were there any messages while we were gone?
Yes, there was one. It was from... No, don't tell me. A laughing somebody.
Not the laughing hyena, by any chance?
Yes, that was him.
Well, I got the message.
Oh, I'm so glad he didn't miss you.
Well, in future, Miss Dimple, I'll take my calls when I'm not here.
Yes, Mr. Flywheel.
Hey, that's a nice, eh? I just to give it a little of polish.
Ravelli, what's that you got in your hand?
It's just a little souvenir I picked up in Canada. It was so nice in the yellow and the shiny.
Where did you find it?
It was on the riverbed when we come out of the canoe. There was thousands of them.
Miss Dimple, send out for some shovels and picks and hold all my calls. We're going back to Canada.
What for? We just got back.
Ravelli, there's gold in them thy hills.
You have been listening to Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel, starring Michael Roberts as Groucho Marx, as Waldorf T. Flywheel, and Frank Lazarus as Chico Marx, as Emmanuel Ravelli. Also starring Lorelei King, Graham Hoadley, and Vincent Marzello. The music was arranged and conducted by David Furman. The script was written by Nat Perrin and Arthur Sheepman and was adapted by Mark Brissenden. The producer was Dirk Mag.
After the news in a moment, the week in Westminster, and then at 11:30 this morning, Eurofile looks at sex in Europe. Rosie.